Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor of Life, the Prophets of Dare, where we walk by faith and not by sight, where we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, as we digest, live off on the Word of God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we grow in His grace and His knowledge, and we obey Him, and we adhere to His Word, we grow, we become the revelation of who He is revealed to us in a greater dimension, and we see ourselves becoming as He is more and more and more. We die, and He lives. Our will, our choices, who we are, the part of us that wars against the will of God, the part of us that tries to be independent of God, that part of us dies more and more, and we become very dependent on God and on His Word as a child. We seek after Him and pant after Him and all that He wills for our life. So it is amazing that God chooses unlikely people. He chooses people that we would not choose, even in our own way, in our own mind, and He calls us according to His purpose and His plan. And it is a marvelous, wonderful thing because He's able to make the Word that He speaks come to pass and manifest in our lives, and we're able to see the glory of God revealed in such a way that it blows our minds, but it brings glory to Him, and it shows the world a God that is real, because His love is so powerful that it soothes, that it covers, that it heals, that it delivers, that it sets free, that it breaks and destroys yokes, and I thank God for that. Even in this time that we're living in, when we're looking at many churches, and I'm so in agreement with Bishop Chakes and in Texas and Pastor Dr. Tony Evans and so many other pastors who've gotten together, who've joined together to reconcile, to heal, to come back to the principles of the Word and begin to seek after the will of God and heal communities and heal people and heal races. And I just believe this is the time for the church to begin to do the same, to line up and to begin to see that this is not about race, this is not about color or creed. This is about an adversary who's trying to plant the seed of hatred and bitterness and prejudice, and he's trying to make this grow and become something other, that the love of God is not seen and manifest. But I'm thankful that God has given us insight and given us wisdom and His Word. And we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So we can pull down the stronghold of hate and unforgiveness and malice. And it doesn't matter that it's directed at a generation or a race or a person. No matter where it's directed, in your own personal life, in your family, in your community, someone on your job, whatever it is, we're able to pull it down by the authority of Jesus Christ. So we're praying and agreeing that there's going to be a mighty change, a revival of reconciliation, of healing, of deliverance that is going to flow from city to city, state to state, nation to nation, country to country, and we're going to see the healing virtue of God begin to swell and take over as we begin to call on the name of Jesus, as we begin to lift up the name of Jesus and begin to walk according to the Word of God and allow the love of God to flow in us like never before, more than just who we know, more than just the place where we're comfortable at, more than just the place that we're familiar, but the place where we see the demonstration of God's power and glory, that we become as Jesus did. He went out to people he didn't know. He went out to nations that he didn't know, cities that he was not raised in and reared in, to reach the lost and show them the Word of God, the will of God, the purpose of God like never before. And I just bless God because He's doing something awesome in the lives of the believer. And I'm just thankful that He has chosen us for such a time like this to show His love, His power, and His authority. The Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. We need a healing in the land. We need a mighty in the land. And it's going to start with the believer. It's going to start with the church. It's going to start with us because we need to be healed in many and concepts, precepts, and in many areas of our lives through what we've faced and gone through, through wounds of the past. Many of us are still carrying those things, and God needs to heal us so that we can truly be the light that he's called us to be without any holding back or any hiding anymore, but we will be true, transparent believers that will move in the direction of what God has called and commanded us for this hour. And it is amazing because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. He's able to go in and supersede and cause us to triumph, even in the area where it appears that the enemy is trying to win. God is able to make all grace abound for us. So I'm encouraging you to begin to search within yourself and cry out unto the Lord and ask the areas that God can use you, that God can allow you to be the pillar, to be the link to help reconcile our communities, our nation, to a place of forgiveness and love and walking in the precepts of God. It's not going to happen outside of the love of God, because anything that we do, it has to be done through the power and the love of God and the Holy Spirit, because he gives us the power and the strength to do all things. He gives us the ability and the might to do all things. And we can't do it within ourselves. Within ourselves, we're going to get frustrated. Within ourselves, we are going to get tired. But when we do it in his might and his strength and his truth by his word and his authority, we break and destroy chains and yokes. We break and destroy the weapons of the enemy. We cause our mind and our will to humble and be humble before God and know that his will is greater than ours, and his love is able to cover multitudes of sins and surpass our understanding and go beyond what we see with the natural eye to the place where we meet the need by the blood and through the blood of Jesus Christ, through prayer, through agreement. We meet the need that is there, and we give them what they don't have. And many of it is hope. They're frustrated. They've been beaten down by the enemy, by life, by circumstance, by failure, by disappointment, by all kinds of things. When people have things in their life that they're not able to conquer, they need the love of God, and we are the light. We're not hiding our light. We're not putting it on a shelf. We're not giving it to only certain people, but whosoever. We want it to be for those, whosoever will, whosoever wants this love, this life, this authority, this power, this forgiveness that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're able to reach them and show them and tell them about God and about his saving power and his saving strength. Then we need to do that. We need to do it on our jobs, in our community, in the grocery store, in the restaurant, at the gym, when we're working out, when we're in meetings. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to show us ways to reveal Jesus Christ and how to reveal his love by being the light and by being those who live by the word of God and the example. So I encourage you to be the people that will begin to call on the name of the Lord and ask him the way that you should take in regards to showing his love, his authority, his power, his truth, so that someone will be saved, someone will be delivered, someone will be set free by God's power and authority. It is wonderful. And I want to read that scripture again because it's just resonating in my spirit. If, and this is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. I want God to do a healing in the land. And it's going to happen when we begin to turn to some ideas, precepts, concepts, some selfishness of our own selves and our own lives, when we begin to walk in unity and we begin to walk in the love of God without restraints, without restrictions, and we see God move favorably on his people. And I believe that this is the hour, this is the day, this is the time that God is going to do it for his glory. The Living Bible says it this way: then if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek for me. We've been seeking for a lot of things, but we need to start seeking after God. If they seek for me and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal the land. And my prayer is, God, let there be a great healing that takes place in us and in the land so that many lives will be saved. Many lives will now be changed. Many lives will be restored. And that's what we want, and that's what we need in the land. We need that in the land. I love this because God appears to Solomon in this text, and he appears to him at night, which means, you know, we face dark times in our lives. We face dark situations our nation is facing, but God appeared in that nighttime. He appeared in that dark time. He appeared in the season where it looks like there was nothing that he could see. There was no light. And he said, I accept your prayers. Yes, I have chosen this place as a temple for sacrifice, a house of worship. God has chosen his church, his people, for the place where we can give him sacrifices of praise, where we can give him holy worship, where he can be glorified, where he can be magnified, where he can allow that which was shut off to now come upon us. Because God is letting them know, if I shut up the heavens, if I shut up the rains, if I shut up the sky, if I order the locusts to eat up the plant, if I call or send a plague on my people, if I do all of these things, will they turn? Will they really humbly turn to me and give me what I need, give me what I deserve, seek me, run after me, pant after me? And we're at a place now where we have seen many, many things happen in the land, and it's getting worse. But there is not a truth for the word, for the will, for the heart of God. And God is calling the church, calling his people back to a place where we begin to seek his faith, not his hand, not what we can get from him, not what he can do for us, but seek his face. What is on your mind, God? What's in your heart? Let us do those things. Let us not say what we know or we think to be or go by what we've read. But God, what are you saying to us right now? What is the rhema word? What is the breath of life you're giving to us right now? Because we understand that if we don't seek your face, the plague of wickedness, the plague of evil, the plague of sin, the plague of disobedience and rebellion, the plague of hatred, of unforgiveness, of strife, these things are going to take over. And we don't want that. We want you to be the head in the government, in the White House, in our lives, in the church, in the community, in corporate. We want you to be the head. So we're getting ourselves to a place where we're humbling ourselves. We're going back and we're getting ourselves in a place where we can hear you. And we're seeking your presence. We're turning from the backside of our wicked ways. We're turning from the place where we've sinned against you. We have not sought you. We've not done what you wanted us to do. And we're ready, God, to hear, to listen to what you have to say so that there can be forgiveness and restoration and healing in the land, in the people, in our hearts, in the land of the people. There's an alert that is going forth in the spirit realm. God is saying, get on board. Come, get back where you need to get. And I encourage you to please begin to seek the face of the Lord, how you, in your own individual selves, in your church, in your community, can begin to bring healing and restoration. It might be something small, but whatever it is, seek the face of God, because we need to heal this land. We need to get back to the place where God is first. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. And this is the process what we're going through right now. But guess what? We're more than conquerors through him that loves us. God bless you. Have a wonderful worship service, and we'll see you next week at the same time.